The Burt Show.
If you listen to this show any amount of time at all, you have heard us talk about Cassie's string of bad luck over the course of not weeks, not months, years now. Years, right? She might have hit rock bottom, though, because now she's being ghosted by psychics.
Yeah, I hit rock bottom and I kept digging and I'm going to keep digging until I hit the bottoms of rocks of bottoms. You know, though I did have my mystic Etsy witch so I had been reaching out to psychics and they have been ghosting or not responding. And I reached out to energy healers and mediums and literally anyone you could think of within the vicinity, like a 50-mile radius. But I did have a listener who is also a witch. I say Etsy witch because it was a really cute term that I heard from Abby, but it's legitimate. She is a legitimate witch. She has a witch named Mystic, and she offered to do an energy spell, and she did just hit me back.
Oh, she did?
She did the energy ritual, which was crazy. She's like, the next morning, she's like, I finished your ritual last night. You might have felt a surge of energy, and I did day. It was a rough day. It was a bad, bad culmination day. Like, it just felt like everything piling on, but I'm going to choose to look at it as it was like the last of the negative energy rushing. It was the day I like was screaming at the sky. I looked like a crazy woman because I was double birding at the sky in my backyard screaming expletives at the sky being like, what do you want from me? What have I done to you? I'm tired of this season of this reality show. Like, end it. So I felt that surge of energy and there's still been ups and downs, but it's been pretty like even keel, knock on myself, ever since.
So what do they do? You reach out to her and you tell her what's going on and then she does like a pre-game for you or something?
Well, so she listens and so she's heard everything that's happened and she did send me like a long email with everything that I'm trying to look through, but it's just been a little busy lately, which sounds ridiculous when you think about like the bad luck. Like, really, you're going to put that on the back burner? But life be life, and as Abby said earlier, life be life. And but so there was like a ritual she did with candles and crystals and all this stuff and set it up to really cleanse my energy. And she did ask my permission before she did it, which is why I'm like, you're legit.
Okay, so now I understand.
The psychic's got to get consent now.
Well, but yeah, because Cassie reached out to her. I thought she was putting a ritual together for you
do. Yeah, no, she reached out to me. So she heard I was looking for them because I came on air and I was like, no one will help me. So she reached out to me, but she performed the ritual.
That's what I was getting at. So instead of her like giving you step by steps of what you need to do, she got consent for herself wherever she is located to do the ritual on your behalf.
Yes, to mess with my because it's messing with my energy fields and it's my life. So she's like, if you would like me to do it, I will do it. She wasn't like, do I have your consent? Or just, if you would like me to do it, I will do it for you instead of just doing it out of the blue.
And she can toy with your energy fields when she's not in your energy?
Yes.
Huh?
Apparently she can. So her name is Christine. She did an energy shift ritual. She adapted it. If you want to know, she did a fourth black candle for banishment. It strengthens the removal of heavy energy and amplifies the overall shift. And then she used a bunch of like crystals, like obsidian and smoky quartz. And then she made a spell jar with eggshells for protective energy, obsidian, rose quartz, crushed bay leaf, which amplifies the banishment. And she sealed the jar with wax from candles to lock in the intention.
So now what's supposed to happen? You hit the lottery and all, or what? What goes on now?
No. We want nothing.
We want nothing. We're not going for good even.
We want nothing bad to happen to our girl Cass anymore. If we could get some neutrality in this bead, that would be amazing.
That makes sense.
I'll take the lottery, but yes, I will take even as well. And she gave me some affirmations to do to anchor the energy. And she also like gave me some tips on saging and smudging, but here's a picture of my spell jar.
Okay.
Oh, it's so cute.
Isn't it cute? Yes, and so that has all the stuff in it to protect me and banish this energy, and I'm afraid to comment on anything, but, you know, so far it's just been Cassie buffoonery and not bad luck buffoonery.
Is that jar actually just the little zip-bound thing you've been taking?
Maybe that's why I feel so good.
All right, before we get into the entertainment buzz here, Kristen, we are desperate for diapers right now. How desperate are we this morning?
All right, we're not as desperate as we were yesterday, but we are still pretty desperate. All right, so Helping Mamas, the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia, is doing a massive diaper drive right now to fill the warehouse. house. They are in desperate need of diapers. Times are tough. And it's not just tough for people, but it's also tough for nonprofits, including helping mamas. So we have created the Burt Show team for this diaper drive to help them fill the warehouse. As of yesterday, we had 474 diapers. As of now, we have 3,420.
Okay. That is quite. We're working our way up the mountain.
We are. However, we are climbing the Kilimanjaro of diapers because we are trying to collect 75,000 diapers, our team alone. That way the Burt Show members will go up on a billboard in diapers, holding babies in diapers to raise awareness for diaper need and that it is real. So if you go to theburtshow.com, if you want to submit your baby for the billboard, you can do that. If you would like to buy a package of diapers, you can do that. We have a very lofty goal. Stephanie from Helping Mamas is emailing me every day with updates. If we can get to that 75,000 diaper mark, that would be so huge for our community.
I want to keep rattling off this statistic because it is so overwhelming and unbelievable.
It's jarring.
That 46% of families in the United States with young children experience diaper insecurity. 46%. So let's just round up to 50%. Half. That's staggering.
It is staggering. And I don't think people realize, unless, like, if you haven't had a kid, the amount of diapers they go through is just insane. So that's why, you know, we need a lot, because there's a lot of people who need them and you go through a lot.
All right. So where can they help out?
TheBurtShow.com.
The Burt Show.